Magic the Amateuring's Fireside Chat.
Welcome.
We're here by a roaring fire, and we hope you are, too.
Let me put the microphone up to the fire. I hope you can hear a soothing crick, crick, crickle. You can't. A news alert. But it's there. Ladies and gentlemen, it's there.
It's nice. Yeah. It's like a whisper.
It's like a warm hug that you don't have to awkwardly feel another human body from.
Yep. It's really lovely, guys.
So this is our Fireside Chat episode. Episode 45 of Magic the Amateuring. Hello, I'm one of your hosts, Maria Bartholdi.
And I am another host, Megan Wolf.
Welcome, Megan.
Thank you. Welcome, Maria.
We're missing one of our hosts this week.
We really are.
His name is Ben.
His name is Ben, and we don't know where he is.
That's the truth.
We really just don't, you guys.
But we have to start because Maria needs to pick somebody up at the airport after this.
Mm-hmm. And Ben knew what time we were recording. We think we know where we're recording. But, well,
Normally on this show, Ben is our resident expert on Magic the Gathering, and Megan and I have been playing for a year, so we're the amateurs in this equation.
Yes.
But this week, we might have to be your amateurs and your expert.
Or we're just going to be your amateurs and say a bunch of incorrect things with no one around to correct us.
So enjoy that, if that's the case. Or yep. If Ben happens to walk through this door, he will join us on the podcast.
Yes, and he can go back and retroactively correct all of the things we've said wrong. Alternatively, we can bring back our Let's Ask Siri segment.
Oh, that's true.
And Siri will be tonight's magic expert.
You guys, if you want to hear some Magic the Amateuring back in the day shit, listen to some of our early episodes where we had a segment called Ask Siri, where we asked Siri Magic the Gathering questions.
Hint, Siri is also a magic amateur.
Yeah, that's true.
Very much so.
So we have a good show for you coming up on this Fireside Chat episode.
It's Ben!
Oh, good. We were just telling the listeners that we thought we were going to just be real dumb this episode.
Hey, guys, what did I miss?
Mostly we've just done intros and explaining why you weren't here.
This is a very romantic fire.
Yeah, thank you.
Isn't it nice?
Ben's corroborating that we are not lying about the fact we're sitting in front of a fire.
It is here.
I also love this huge bearskin rug.
It is nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Real bear, guys.
Megan,
real bear.
When did you kill this bear?
Just last week. I'm a quick taxidermist.
Oh, you really are. It's nice. Thank you. This is a deep furred bear.
It really is. Well, you have to kill them in winter while they have their winter coat on.
It's like a shag rug. It's like a bear shag rug. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about some terms for the noobs. We're going to talk about draft archetypes, and Megan and Ben attended a PTQ. And we're also going to do some iTunes reviews, usernames, puns. We haven't done one of those in a while. Plus, you guys, somebody won a Theros box.
What?
Is it me?
It's not hint. It's not you, Ben.
Oh.
But if you signed up for themeatery.org, you could have won a Theros box, and we're going to announce the winner at the end of the show.
It'll be awesome, you guys.
Blub, 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 blub.
Ben's underwater.
For the noobs, you guys, we've got a couple of terms for you noobs this week.
Yeah, we do.
Number one term, tilting.
Tilting. What does it mean if someone's tilting or they've totally tilted?
Are we playing magic on a seesaw?
Are we? That doesn't seem like it's a really
Where would I put my
great
lamp?
Way to play magic.
In front or behind. Doesn't matter. They'd fall off either way.
Exactly. It's sort of, if you play magic on a seesaw, it works like this. I go down. I have all of the cards. And then your side goes down, and now you have all of the cards. You'd better attack while you have all of the cards.
It's also very hard to use a chaos orb when on a seesaw.
Yes. It almost never hits anything.
No.
Except for the kids who are on the monkey bars.
I think more than the angle of the seesaw, it's the distance from your opponent that's really the
really
deal breaker.
Tough. What's the longest seesaw you've been on, Ben?
I was on a seesaw that spanned Earth's orbit. It was,
oh my god.
Was it called the Earth?
Yes, it was the Earth.
Anyway,
what is tilting actually, Ben?
Well, tilting is a term, another magic term borrowed from poker.
Oh.
What? I didn't know that.
It's true. To go on tilt, or to tilt, is...
Or having tilted.
Yeah, or having been tilted at.
Which is seems to be an old jousting term.
Yes, sure.
That is true.
It refers to when your decisions begin to be affected by your emotional state.
Oh. Yeah.
And it's not a happy emotional state that's affecting them. It could
be.
Them.
I mean, it could be that you're so happy.
That you play
that you're
horribly?
Like, aw, I don't want to attack you.
Okay.
We're best friends.
But usually it's not that.
Usually it's brought on by frustration or rage.
Yes.
But it could be brought on by euphoria. Maybe your opponent slipped you some E.
Okay.
It could be brought on by seasonal depression.
Seasonal affective disorder?
Yeah,
maybe it's dark at 6 o'clock mm-hmm. and you're just sad.
Or maybe you haven't eaten in 30 hours syndrome.
Mm. Yeah, I know people
also,
have picked
up. Also known as having eaten in 30 hours.
Syndrome.
Not also syndrome. Known as anorexia. Okay.
Or maybe you just have a stick up your butt.
Oh,
but
yeah.
For some reason, you can't, you're not thinking clearly.
Because
you're
mad.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I got
have...
in this game, I just want to attack, you make a bad attack. Or you're like, oh, I got to hurry up and draw my card, and you forget to use your prodigal sorcerer and do one damage.
Nice.
Yeah.
I have an example.
Okay.
Two
sure,
examples
sure.
of tilting. One is the angry kind. At F&M a couple weeks ago, there was a guy who sitting next to me who in his game took a mulligan, but then drew the incorrect number of cards. He was supposed to mulligan to 6. He accidentally drew 7 again.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
yep,
when you're
yep.
playing competitively, you then just have to take another mulligan.
Yeah.
So he had a mulligan down to 5.
Ouch.
And he was very, very angry about that and proceeded to lose the game in very short fashion. Probably in part because he was on a 5. He was on a 5 card hand. But also, you could just tell the whole game that he was very, very upset.
Yes.
I recently tilted on accident when I was playing.
I think all tilting is on accident.
That's fair. I didn't do it. I doubt many people do it on purpose.
Although I do it on purpose just to train because I want to get better at playing
at
while
fighting
tilted.
It. At fighting
I don't,
it. Fighting
I don't want
it.
To avoid tilting.
Right. It's like when you put a little poison in your drink so you don't poison yourself when you poison both drinks.
Yes.
Yeah.
The
like
nice
that.
Reference.
Right. Princess Bride.
Nailed it.
Oh.
So when I was playing on game day, I punted a game 2 of the finals.
Punting. When you make a mistake, therefore
that,
you lose.
Yes, when you make a mistake that drastically alters the course of the game. So that happened in game 2, and I was really upset, and I proceeded to play very poorly in game 3. Not because I was mad, but just because I was pretty rattled by how big the mistake I had made was.
And, you know, I think when I first learned about this term, tilting, back in the day, Ben has just laid down on the floor next to this fireside. I think when I learned about this term back in the day, tilting, mm-hmm. I thought, that's never going to apply to me. Give me a break.
Yeah, right? It sounds like it sounds
I'm not
like
an emotional person. Yeah. I always make clear decisions, whether it be about my financial future or my love life.
It sounds like something like a crazy irrational person would do.
It sounds like something that won't happen to you. You know what I mean? It's like
I know I was there with you. I never thought it would happen to me.
I mean, and like when you're learning dominoes, you never think, someday I'm going to become so emotionally invested in this game that I forget to play my double 6.
Yeah, right.
Why did we reference dominoes right then?
Ben, is that where you're late? Were you playing a game of dominoes?
No, I had to take a part-time job at Domino's.
Oh.
I was delivering a pizza. Actually,
that's why you smell like
we're going to, I need to leave for just a few minutes.
You have to make another delivery?
You have to go make a delivery?
Yeah.
I'm being serious. I thought it was something that, like,
would happen to other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maria, have you tilted?
Yes. And it has definitely happened to me.
Are you on tilt right now? Are you podcasting
on tilt? Maria is on a podcast tilt, you guys.
I'm podcasting so bad because I'm mad. No, I'm fine right now. It's the fireside. Okay. Fire makes me calm.
Very calming.
Yeah, but what should you do so that this doesn't happen to you? I mean, can you avoid it, or can you at least acknowledge it so you know when it's happening and try and fight it?
Yep.
That's the solution?
I mean, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
So nobody's invented a pharmaceutical to help me with this right now?
Well, there might be some. I don't know if it's advisable for you to take them while you're playing Magic in general.
Okay, okay.
Are you on birth control? I hear that helps.
With anger issues? I'm like sitting here thinking if that's actually one of the things.
No. No.
I don't think it is. No. But it does mess with your, like, a lot of things about you.
Yeah.
Such as?
It's
your
a
hair
hormonal.
Length?
Yeah. It's hormonal.
Eyelash fullness?
Actually, there have been studies that women, when they are on it versus when they are off it, are attracted to different kinds of men.
Yeah. That's totally true.
And that
like
is
prisoners.
Fucked up. So I women will be taking part of that. Women on birth
control are generally way more into felons.
Yeah. It's the opposite.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. You want someone nice and safe.
Mm-hmm. And like marriage counselors will be like, I have dealt with couples who the woman has gone off the pill and she is not attracted to her husband anymore.
Whoops.
Anyway, so, side note.
Guys. Have a kid real quick.
Yeah, guys, if you're married, watch out. Complications.
Remember, you heard it complications. Here first.
Yeah. Yes. Make room for the third person in the relationship, progesterone.
Our other term we're going to teach you about today.
Yeah.
Get ready for it.
What was it? I forgot.
Riding the cyan pony.
That's not it.
I'm trying to think of what on...
Nope, that's a euphemism.
I get it.
That's a terrible...
I was thinking cyan was blue for a little while.
Nope.
The term...
the worst thing I've ever heard. Just said.
Okay, the term...
Wait till you hear what I say next.
In the tank.
In the tank.
In the tank.
Term.
Yeah.
That just means that someone is thinking really hard.
That's when your opponent's attacking you so much and all you can do is block and you're like, I got to stay in this tank.
That's a lie.
That's not what it means. That is not what it means. In the tank is just when you've really got to think about something.
Tank is short for think tank.
Yep. Oh.
So there you go.
So if you work for a think tank in Washington, D.C., you're always in the tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or turns if take you're forever. A fish and if you're, who works for a think tank, you're double in the
tank. You're double in the tank. It's also confusing because you can also call it tanking, like someone is tanking.
But that would make me think that they're playing bad.
That's what it always makes me think. That just means I'm like, oh man, they're doing totally awful if they're tanking. But no, when someone says that they're tanking in Magic, that just means that they're in the tank and they're
thinking
hard.
Really hard.
Yeah, they're tanking a long time to decide. Just remember it that way.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, God. If you guys have any terms you'd like explained.
Yeah, if you've got any vocabulary-shaped holes in your brain.
Shoot us a tweet.
Tweet, tweet. At MTAcast.
That's us.
To tweet is to send a message
of
140 characters or less out onto the internet on a website called twitter.com.
Craft archetypes and Theros.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, I was just figured we'd touch on this. We talked about draft a little bit last week.
Yeah.
So if you want to know more, this is kind of like a little continuation of Theros draft stuff.
Woohoo! A continuation.
Part two, the sequel, son of last week.
I've been drafting a lot of Theros recently. I've been on a binge, you might say.
Yeah, you have.
A bit of a binge because M14 was a big dry spell for me.
Yeah,
tumbleweed, tumbleweed, tumbleweed.
I, on the other hand, really enjoyed M14.
Yes, so you're getting the full experience.
I love all my children. I'm still hung up on Champions of Kamigawa.
Theros draft archetypes. What are we liking, ladies and gentlemen?
What are we liking?
I like decks with blue.
I agree. I really like decks with blue.
What do you like, Maria?
Well, in my binge of drafts that I've played, something I like is that with Theros, I think what's really fun is not knowing what draft you're going to deck. Okay, what deck you're going to draft going in, but also knowing that it will probably be good. It can be good in any pair of colors.
Yeah, yes. That is pretty much true, yeah. Isn't it?
It's not like back in old Gate Crash when everyone's like, don't stick me with Dimir.
Right.
I will underwater punch you.
Right? And this one, you're just like, oh, if it comes to me and it's open, I can maybe make it work. And that's kind of exciting. Yeah. Most exciting for me personally is Rakdos, of course, red-black. And in Theros, Rakdos is Minotaur tribal deck.
Usually.
Yes, you don't have to do that, but I advise it if you can get it, because it can even be not ideal, and you can maybe still win with it.
Nice.
Hardcore.
Because you have a plan. What I've heard through the grapevine is that in Theros, it is really important to have a plan.
I agree.
With the deck that you're drafting. So whether that's going to be, I'm going to take a lot of bestow, and I'm going to, as they say, assemble Voltron, mm-hmm. and just make giant bestowed creature dudes with lots of stuff going on. That's a thing. If you have a Minotaur tribal going on, awesome. If you're doing the mono black, you know, gray merchants and Voyage to the Underworlds, awesome.
That I agree with that, because anytime when I've done poorly in a draft, it is because the very fact that my deck does not have a solid plan where I'm going in, I know what hand to keep, I know what my win condition is, I know where I'm supposed to be at any point in the game with my deck. And Minotaur Tribal is very easy to know that, because it's basically just, you don't want to block, you just want to attack, and you want to play your Kragma Warcallers, which are sort of easier to get. They're an easier uncommon to get because they pretty much only go in that deck.
Let people underestimate the power of the Minotaur.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you see one in a dark alley.
Another deck that's obviously very popular is Heroic, because it can win very quickly.
I'd say Heroic's even more than one kind of... There's three different color combos that you can put under the Heroic label.
I'm just thinking, what are they? Red, white, blue, white...
Green white.
Green, white.
Yeah.
I think we talked about a couple weeks ago that the Heroic staple is kind of going to be white.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really the flower when you're making Heroic cookies.
I love Heroic cookies.
Oh, yum. Mm,
it's the rice if you're mixing up a Heroic burrito.
Heroic burrito.
Oh, Heroic burrito.
Wingsteed Rider is the chicken in that Heroic burrito.
It's the carbon monoxide if you're whipping up a Heroic house where people die slowly.
less grim, it's the nitrogen if you're whipping up a Heroic atmosphere.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
That's not going to murder
sure,
everybody.
Sure, sure.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Sure. Something fun I realized with Heroic the other day is, in fact, using some of our friend Calvary Pegasus, which is a 1/1 for 2.
Wait a second.
Yes.
This is going to go in a specific type of Heroic deck.
Yes, it is.
Which one is that?
I would say it best fits in a red-white Heroic, because it gives any other creature when it attacks that is a human flying. Mm. And I believe red-white has the most opportunities for you to have humans.
Sure.
And
but the blue-white hoplite, that's a human too.
That's true.
The
I would say blue-white is probably going to be weakest for humans because it has a lot of tritons.
Yeah, there's a couple tritons.
But green-white has Reverend Hunter and Staunch-Hearted Warrior.
I have also seen black-white humans.
Reverend Hunter isn't Reverend Hunter the rare? That's not a Heroic card.
Oh, you're right. That's a devotion card. Very bad.
But I've seen black-white humans with Calvary Pegasus as well, and it's just like something that I didn't see coming recently. You know, I'm like, oh, play your Calvary Pegasus, what do I care?
Blah, blah,
and I'm like,
blah,
oh my
blah.
God.
Where did all of these flyers come from?
Yeah, I mean, like, it can be pretty nuts. So that's a fun deck that I recently found.
Nice.
My question to you guys is, I recently drafted green-black, and I didn't quite have a plan.
because I wasn't sure what green black should be doing. Normally it's graveyard, right? Do you think that's still the case in Theros?
I think that it's one, yes, it is graveyard, but it is also a, it has more pieces that need to come together, and it's one of the more difficult decks to draft.
Okay.
What's the green black uncommon?
The uncommon?
Farika's Mender.
That should give you a hint.
That gets something back from your graveyard. Okay.
Sure does. Plus you have black is Voyage to the Underworld, which is pretty sweet and works well with the graveyard. People have really been enjoying using a Disciple of Phoenix or a Grey Merchant with Journey to the Underworld.
Yes.
Or both, because then you kind of get double bang for your buck with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Green also gives you Commune with the Gods, which allows you to draw a creature and then also put some stuff
some
in your graveyard.
Stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. But you're not trashing it. You can get it back later.
And you have Return Centaur, which you can use to mill yourself.
Yes.
So the only problem with this deck is that all of those cards we just mentioned cost 4 or 5 mana.
Yes, that is true. So it is an expensive deck.
There's a bit of a clog in your 5-drop slot.
Yeah.
And that's never good.
Yeah. You got to call
so
a 5-drop plumber.
What's the answer?
I would guess Returned Phalanx.
Ooh, Returned Phalanx is pretty good. Not as good as blue-black. Baleful Eidolons. Those can stall up the ground.
Cure?
I was thinking anything, any sort of ramp, like Voyaging Satyr.
Oh, okay.
To get you up to speed and ready to cast those other cards.
So get ready with your Voyaging Satyrs. I think also, Farika's Cure. Mm-hmm. You can get rid of some early stuff from your opponent.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Maybe play a Burnished Heart and then sack
him. Oh, good point.
And
good
then
point.
Farika's Mender him back and then play him again and then get even more lands.
You're going to have so much mana. Nemesis of Mortals is another green card that works great with a graveyard.
You guys are giving me so many good tips.
So it is hard. It is hard, more difficult to get it together. Like Ben said, you have a clog kind of at those high drops. You will need some ramp. There are some important pieces, like Farika's Menders are really good. Voyage to the Underworld, really good. But that being said, you get so much bang for your buck.
So much bang.
For your buck.
You get 30 rolls of bang.
30 rolls
I'd like to go into the bank and be like, I'd like 30 rolls of bang, please. I'd get punched.
Yeah. March of the Return.
Do you really
there
think
you
a
go.
Bank teller would punch you?
I was imagining I was a man in this scenario.
Or you're at like the ATM and a window opens and a fist comes out.
That's the fist.
Ben, have you ever tried hitting on an ATM?
No. I have hit on a bank teller before.
What a surprise. Any other spicy draft decks that you guys have found that you enjoy?
I like blue black.
Why?
I like that
oh,
deck.
Oh yeah, I agree.
You've got that. You've got some sweet spice. You can kill stuff. You can bounce stuff. You can hit them with Vaporkins.
You can use Shipwreck Singers.
Yeah.
I particularly love the pair of Keepsake Gorgon and Shipwreck Singer.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which can...
It's like, hey, why don't you attack my Gorgon?
Hey, why don't you use your 3/3 to run into
you
this
really
Gorgon?
You really think the Shipwreck Singer sounds like a New York, like...
Hey, come over here, baby.
Song, you sound like somebody who sells pizza.
I also like red, blue.
Scry?
It's like scry. I'm like scry. I'm casting spells. I'm scrying more because I have chimeras.
I have a bunch of crackling tritons that I can throw at your face when I feel like it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
I haven't done red, blue, scry. And actually, red, blue in any set is the one that I have drafted the absolute least.
Get your priorities straight, Bartholdi.
I know, right?
She's just so addicted to those red black minotaurs.
We've got it, and I'm sitting right next to an avowed Is It player, Ben, right now.
Yep.
Just giving me the old stare down.
Oh,
stink
Maria.
Eye. The Is It stink eye.
I want to be your friend, but what choice are you giving me?
You can only be friends with Is It players? Is that what you're telling me?
More or less.
Who is going to be Rakdos's friend in all of this?
Rakdos don't need no friend.
No.
You're right. I'd probably kill all my friends.
Yeah.
Yep.
And bathe in their entrails.
Mm. It's good for the skin.
Yeah. What's your favorite D archetype? Send us a comment and we'll talk about it.
We'll chatty chats about it.
There's some like mono color.
Yeah, mono black.
You can even do in those formats. Mono black's pretty good. Mono red.
Yeah, I love mono red.
Can be decent. Even I had a sealed deck that was almost mono white.
How many tokens did you put down with that Evangelotheliad?
Well, I had two. This is from
saw that picture.
The online pre-release.
Oh yeah.
It was the weighted pool, so I picked white as my color. So that helped.
Yeah.
But even then, oh.
How many?
Juicy was it like Lucy.
30 or something. God.
I put down like 14 tokens with an Evangelotheliad. It was pretty crazy.
I love playing Evangelotheliad against a green deck.
Yeah.
Because they think they're like, yeah, fuck you.
You think they're hot shit. They're all like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Tiger, 10-10. I'm going to eat night. Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
What's wrong with Ben?
Ben is so mad at green players.
And then you're like, well, I'm going to play blockers and make the game go on forever.
Then you're gonna
wish you hadn't communed with that your fucking god.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Ben was Catholic. Who can tell? You guys recently went to a PTQ.
Yeah, we did.
We weren't the only ones.
It would have been sweet if you were.
Cut to top two.
Yep. There were 200 people at the PTQ.
Yep.
Which was a lot.
Wow.
It was not a huge room.
And where was this PTQ?
It was in Coon Rapids.
Which is a northern suburb.
It's short for...
the city.
Raccoon Rapids. Yeah.
Raccoon Rapids.
It's short for Raccoon Pids.
Raccoon Rapids is the cutest name for a town. Why isn't it called that?
I don't know. Because they're all backwards.
I would take Raccoon Raps over Coon Rapids any day.
Raccoon Raps?
We live up... where do you live? Oh, just up in Raccoon Raps.
The name of the town aside, how did this PTQ go for you fools?
Oh, man. Miserably for me.
Ben?
I started all right. My pool seemed pretty mediocre, but I won my first two rounds, and then I lost my next two rounds.
Ouch.
That's the end of the story.
Yeah.
I had a pool with Xenagos in it, which is good.
Oh, awesome.
And like a Boonsader and some other decent
red cards. You had a Hammer of Purphoros in there.
I had a Hammer of Purphoros.
Nice.
But it was just one of those pools that was not very cohesive. It did not look like a draft deck at all.
Sure.
I had no two drops.
Ouch, that hurts you in green.
Yeah.
Or red.
Yeah, and all my cards were like 3 and 4 drops. So I had no early game and I had no late game. And I'm like, where's all my game? And then my other three colors were just, they were actually terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you just try and do red-green?
Yeah, I just did red-green. And I won a few games. And then I lost a few games. And then we all went home. And we cried silently on our separate pillows, each in a different corner of the room.
You know, that's the swing of a PTQ, though. You don't have a say of what pool you're past.
No.
You really don't.
Megan, sure what happened don't. To you?
Well said and well put, Maria.
Thank you.
Go. You've earned a space on the wall of sayings.
The wall of sayings. I'm up there with God and,
yep, you're
and
right next
Winston
God.
Churchill.
Gandhi
Winston
Churchill. And Winnie the Pooh.
We have a very diverse collection of sayings.
Yeah. Megan, how was your pool?
It was really pretty miserable. Three of my rares were Scrylands.
Grody.
Yep, so that gives you a little bit of a picture of it. And then I just had, I had no removal. Mm. I had one Lash of the Whip.
Mm. Well, we know
that's a removal.
Theros is very removal light.
It is. But I mean, like, no, I had one Voyage's End, one Griptide, and one Lash of the Whip. other than that, I mean, like, no magma jets, no lightning strikes, nothing in white, no last breath or vanquish the foul, nothing in the removal category. So that, and then my creatures were all really mediocre. So,
in my pool had two boulder falls. Oh, jealous.
They're solid.
I wish you could have just ran to those boulder falls. Boulder fall, boulder fall. What are you gonna do? 10 damage.
My pool didn't have any ramp.
Oh, okay. Dang it.
It was Zanagos's ramp.
Not if you don't have two drafts.
Okay. I want you to Zanagos into boulder fall, boulder fall. Can you make that happen for me?
I did cast a boulder fall off of Zanagos at one point, I believe.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, so you were running it.
I only brought it in because my opponent just played like only one drops. And I was like, I could probably kill the Cavalry Pegasus with this at some point.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyways, in Theros, I feel like you can either have the biggest creatures around or you can be able to kill the biggest creatures around.
Yeah.
And I had a pool that really did neither of those two things.
Yeah.
So my pool was just neither able to play the biggest creatures around. I didn't even have that many bestow guys. Yeah. I had like a Nimbus Naiad, that was about, and a Leaf Crown Dryad, that was about it.
I think in my entire pool, all I had was like three Cavern Lampads. Those were the only bestow creatures I had.
Bestow creature.
They're pretty bad. And I had none in green, red, and green, red, and what I ended up running. That hurts.
Yeah. So anyways, I just felt like in general, I was just short. I fell short in two key areas with Theros, which is one, either being able to remove.
Luck.
That is a key area.
One, being able to remove the big guys, or two, just being able to be the big guy.
You need to beat up the big guy or be the big guy. That's kind of like prison.
Yeah. Yes. Or just life.
And, you know, in prison, a Vulpine Goliath enchanted with the Feral Invocation is not really what we're looking for.
True.
Yeah.
This sounds like a big pity party, you guys.
If I had a Vulpine Goliath, I would have taken. I would have played that in a heartbeat. I didn't even have a 6/5.
I'm sorry I couldn't be at this PTQ to have the sickest sweet pool to have a happy story for you listeners.
It's okay, you guys. Sometimes your pool's mediocre. Sometimes maybe you're just a crappy builder.
Sometimes you live in Los Angeles and you own a pool.
Yeah. And then sometimes it's great to be in, and sometimes it's cold at night and you can't.
Or maybe you live in Coon Rapids and you own a pool and you have to seal it for the winter.
Oh, yeah.
And then it is a sealed pool.
Oh my God. Nailed it.
Flavortext Theater presents Halloween. You guys, Halloween is this week. Who's excited? Who's got a costume?
Woo!
Okay, we just cracked a Theros pack. We are picking a card at random. And we're going to come up and knock on each other's door dressed as this card. And the person answering the door is going to have to guess who we are.
All right.
So, do you guys want to come to my house?
Well, here we go. Ready?
All right. I'm so excited for trick-or-treaters. Let me open my creaky door.
Trick-or-treat!
Oh, you guys look so cute. I have entire Reese's peanut butter cups, a whole bar, not just the little shit candies. I got the whole big bar.
Oh, I'm so excited. I would tell you about how excited I am, but I should be quiet.
Oh, okay, yeah. How about you, son?
Look, I could just sneak past you and take your candy anytime I want, so I don't really need this.
Well, hold on, young man. You're gonna get your candy in your bowl or your pillowcase like everyone else.
Hey, are you scared by how tall and how big I am?
Also, I'm not a man.
Oh, sorry. You just in that outfit, I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I apologize on the deepest level. Yes, you do look very tall.
I'm huge. You might say I'm a
colossus?
No, a little smaller than that.
Oh, okay. Maybe a 03 defender?
Well, no. I'm just talking about, like, generally what type of costume I'm wearing.
Oh, a giant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're some kind of giant.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something, lady.
What?
Are you scared of me?
Oh, your cavern lamp pad.
Yep.
I just shouldn't tell you anymore. I'm supposed to be really quiet.
Okay. Some kind of giant that needs to be quiet.
Not even quiet, but just like not talk at all.
Silent giant. Is that a card?
Almost.
Yep. Pretty almost. Close.
Pretty close.
I can't think of it.
Well, here, let me give you this sculpture that I made. Because I also make sculptures and paintings.
Oh, silent artisan.
Yay. Yes. That's me.
Yes. Awesome. Okay. I still got my card.
All right. Hold on. Ben, do you want to draw one? Draw another one?
Right. Ding dong.
Ding, bang, bang, bang. That's what Ben's doorbell actually sounds like. Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Would you guys like candy?
I would, but I'm dead. I have
the spicy kind. You're dead?
I'm dead, but I've come back from the grave to get candy.
I'm not really sure if I want any candy.
Okay, you're a tried and sure thief.
Nope.
Oh, that would have been good.
Well, okay.
Do you have any Skittles?
Because you want to taste the rainbow?
No. But I will eat one of any color.
Mmm.
Ooh,
what?
What
kind of clue is that? I just am totally...
Oh, are you an Opalin unicorn?
No.
Dang it, that would have made sense.
Thank you. So let's hear more about yours. Yeah. I forgot the first thing
my
you
costume.
Told me.
I said I'm dead. I've
oh, that's right, you're dead. Oh, you're so scary.
Yeah, well, I don't really usually lash out at anybody unless you pay me a certain kind of if you give me a certain kind of candy, I will attack.
Wait, if I give you a certain kind of candy, you'll attack?
That's right.
Are you a returned phalanx?
You got it! Isn't it the best costume?
It's awesome. There's so many of you.
You might as well just call me Sky Mall Magazine, because when I'm on the board, anything you cast costs one more.
Oh,
what?
I know what it is.
What is going on?
Are you just confused because there's seashells all over my art?
Yep.
Return Shores. He's Return Shores.
Oh.
I'm Unknown Shores.
Unknown Shores.
Oh, yeah.
Unknown Oops. Shores.
So when I said I wasn't sure.
You were still making that joke. All
right, Maria.
We gotta go to Ben's house now.
We gotta go to Ben's house.
Mmm.
All right.
Let's knock on his scary knocker that looks like a cat face. That's the weirdest door I've ever heard.
Very strange door.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Well, hey, you stupid, stinky kids. What are your costumes supposed to be?
Hey, you shouldn't be upset that I'm here. Me being here is practically a gift to you. It's like a bonus.
Yeah, if you insult me one more time, I'm going to slap you 2 times in your face.
So you're Nylea's presence?
No.
And you're the fabled hero?
No.
Oh my god, no.
No way. I can't believe you'd think that was me.
All right, well.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to...
You just don't get any candy then.
Hey, Maria, I'm going to run to the house next door, and I'll be back real quick.
Okay, I'm going to commit suicide.
I'll be back
suicide.
Just like that.
I'm going to commit suicide and so I can slap him twice.
Oh, okay.
I hear this razor blade.
I'm gonna...
Oh my god, are you okay? I guess I don't really care.
I'm dead.
Look. I ran over to the other house and then I came back really quick. You could say I was there and back in a...
Heartbeat chimera.
God damn it, no. That's not a saying. This is just a saying.
You haven't even guessed me, and I'm dead.
Are you March of the Underwhelming?
No. I'm dressed up like some kind of thing that comes from the sea. And when I kill myself, I hit you twice.
Oh.
She slaps you twice in the face.
Like a crackling trident?
You got it!
Oh. Hey, Maria, can I have a piggyback ride? I'll give you a really good top end bonus. But like a smaller butt bonus.
Uh-huh. I think I know what your costume is.
Thanks. Does giving me a piggyback ride really feel like a huge benefit to you?
Feels like a big boon.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Well, thanks for stopping by, kids.
Damn it, Ben! What's my costume?
I'm gonna call your parents and ask them not to let you come over anymore.
What's my costume?
I don't know, but you look like you're from Boone Rapids.
Boone Sater. Boone Sater.
All right. I'm Boone Sater. I am Boone Sater.
Great job, you guys. We got enough candy to last us through the winter. iTunes reviews.
Yeah.
If you're a lovely listener, which you are since you're listening to this, and by the way, you look beautiful, you can download our podcast on iTunes.
Ooh.
I'm seriously very attracted to you, listener.
Ben is not fucking around. Uh-uh. Send them your info. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and get us every week on your device that you use to listen to things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you so choose, you may leave us a review with your iTunes username. Mm-hmm. And if you do, we will make a pun on your username on the show, which is what we're going to do right now. Ooh. Are you guys ready? These lovely listeners have left us reviews. First person, DaBoss19. DaBoss19.
Oh, man.
Hey, DaBoss19, I'm glad you're 19 and not 18 or 17, because that would be creepy.
Hey, DaBoss19, do you listen to Skrillex? Because you're dub awesome.
Hey, DaBoss19, I'd like to emboss some wedding invitations with our names on them for that review. Thank you.
Yeah.
Next, we have Elder Gruff. Great name, by
Yay!
The way.
Yay!
Elder Gruff.
Elder Gruff, my bad mood was like a troll living under a bridge. You kicked it in the head with your nice review.
Hey, Elder Gruff, I hope you don't like it young and gentle, because it's about to get old and rough.
Hey, Elder Gruff, much like Scruff McGruff, you take a bite out of crime. Crime being bad iTunes reviews.
Nice.
Finally, Buddha Belly.
Oh.
Buddha Belly. Buddha Belly, I gotta ask you, who da jelly you are for that awesome...
Hey, Buddha...
for that awesome reveal.
Hey, Buddha Belly, if I saw your midriff, there'd be a standing ovation instead of booze.
Hey, Buddha Belly, you made me find... Nirvana.
Hey, Buddha Belly. Who the smelly? Not you.
Oh my God. You can expect pomp and circumstance like that if you leave us an iTunes review.
If you leave us an iTunes review.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
And have your pet spay or neuter.
Thank you so much.
You guys, I wanted to do a creative card, but I don't know what this card is.
Okay, what is it?
It's Bear Shag Rug.
Call back.
Yep.
Okay.
But I don't know. It obviously goes in the same...
It's obviously a 2-2 for two.
It's green.
It's a 2-2 for two that can't attack or block.
No, wait. Yes.
That is useless!
Wait. No.
Why?
No. You could sacrifice your Crackling Titan to do 2 damage to it.
Okay.
That's true. You guys, wait, that doesn't do anything, Ben.
I have an idea. Okay.
I have an idea after your idea.
My idea, Bear Shag Rug, since it's shag carpeting, when Bear Shag Rug is blocked, that creature does not unblock during its next upkeep, or its next untap. Sorry.
It's still making its way through the rug.
Because it's getting caught in the shag.
It's getting caught in the shag. I get that.
I have an idea.
What?
Wait, my idea first.
Whoa.
You already said your idea. Bear shag rug, because shag is a double entendre. If you control two or more bear shag rugs during your upkeep, you can add another bear shag rug.
Ben?
I think, okay, so I'm going to reassert that this is a 2/2 creature for two that cannot attack or block.
Okay.
But it also has bestow. So enchanted creature gets +2/+2.
And can't attack or block.
Oh. And then when it dies, you get a free 2/2.
That can't attack or block. So it's like a removal spell in a very strange way.
But we'll also have a rear bag shrug.
Which can make your creature remove the unable.
Yeah. Enchanted creature can attack or block. And it's a 2/2 that says this creature can attack or block.
That would be the funniest text on a card.
This creature can attack or block.
Enchanted creature can attack or block.
Yeah, it's bestow creature.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, if that creature goes on that creature, you've got a sweet creature going on once you assemble that.
So that's bear. That's bear shag rug.
Then you have to put another bear shag rug on it.
Yeah,
two bear shag rugs.
And rear
bag shrug.
But
then you put another bear shag rug on it.
Jesus. Hey guys, that's our episode for this week. I hope you've enjoyed sitting by the fireside with us as much as we've enjoyed sitting by this fireside with you.
Oh.
Yeah.
You might call it a fireside chat.
Oh, what?
Don't worry, everybody.
Wait, do I have polio?
Yes, you are FDR.
Oh, God.
We're going to make it through this.
Are we?
We'll be better, stronger, wiser.
Limit those
terms. On the other side of it. Someday.
If you want to have a fireside chat with us any day of the week, download us on iTunes and listen to us every day of the week.
Yeah. You can also contact us at Magic the Gathering.
Nope.
MagicTheAmateuring@gmail.com.
They hadn't taken
Magic the Gathering yet, so we just got that one.
Yeah, right.
If you'd like to become one with the Matrix, just read the Neuronomicon, available at the occult section of your local library.
Or go to magicTheAmateuring.com, our website. You can't read it on there, but we've got other cool things.
Yeah.
You can also go to themeatery.org, which is a social network for magic players. So if you like Facebook, but you don't really like Facebook, if you like Facebook, but you also like magic, check out themeatery.org. And one person.
It's pretty sweet.
One special person. Signed up for themeatery.org and won a box of Theros, everybody.
What's their name?
One special person.
Your name is Aaron Spath.
I bet
he knows how to pronounce it.
I'm sure he does.
And that's all that's important. He or she. It could be a girl with the boy's spelling of it.
Yeah. He's from Las Vegas.
Oh, they do a lot of boy spellings there.
Yeah, they do.
Congratulations, Aaron.
Nice
work.
You win a box of Theros. And if you guys sign up for the Meatery, you can read columns by Megan and myself every other week.
That's right.
Yep. And you get the chance to win some boxes of Theros and other cool prizes sometimes. So, you know, I encourage it.
Very much.
Sweet.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all she wrote. Find us on Twitter at NTAcast. We'd love to have you. There's a big magic community on Twitter.
People won't shut up about this magic game on Twitter.
I know, right? Right?
Oh, the kids these days, they're always on their Twitters talking about the magic.
I'm like, get your nose out of my streets, kids.
Yeah.
I hope to see your magic-themed Halloween costume. Tweet it at us if you want. Bye. Bye, kids. You're like candy for us.
Later.